you know, they're, you write them through the artist, and you're trying to communicate and like make them fall in love in many ways. So in other words, you've got to make it. So some artists I write very clinical. It's more like architecture, you know. And there's other artists who I know will never do anything I take anyway. So you're kind of like more fluid. With Jamie, I've known him so long, but like, they're like the start of a conversation. Like if, like, we're also writing Young Avengers, so there's like four or five ideas in a sequence. Okay, we'll do a sequence like this or this or this. And then we get on the phone or text. We never get on the phone, but you know, we like talk in the Slack and we chew things over. And especially like the more formless bits of Wickdiv, like where I've clearly had an idea which is quite pretentious, and that they're normally quite heavily written, but even then it's like, it's a conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, you know, there are times where like, here's the effect that he wants, but it isn't going to work on the page, but I understand what he's trying to do, so here's another way of doing it that has the same effect. And like, I'm if I'm drawing a character, I really want to know what's going on in their head when I'm drawing them. So like, Kieran will be writing, it's not just like, Laura is sad, it's like, this is why Laura is sad, this is what she's thinking, because I really want to understand the character when I'm drawing them, yeah. to get that across to the audience.
It's like, you can't, like the script for the first issue like includes, you know, like the opening scene, which obviously reads differently down the line, it's like in the script then had all the stuff of what's really happening.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it was as early in the story, I'm explaining the conflicted emotions, and then in 30 issues' time, we're going to do this. You know what I mean? There's like, Jamie's a co-collaborator. That's the other weird thing about fandom, where you sort of have the knowledge that, oh yeah, in 3 years' time, you're going to be very upset. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Hey. So for Wicked the Vine, me and my friends all love it, and one of them, we have like one major debate amongst us all that's lasted the entirety of the comic, and it really tears us apart, and it's how do you pronounce the main villain's name?
I can't.
We have no idea.
I've just lost it. I say Anank.
Yeah, so do I, but I think it's wrong.
Ananki is probably the more, but I can't even say B-A-D-B. Like, I kind of like, Wicked was an attempt to passively aggressively get someone to really tell me how to pronounce it.
It's Ben.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we literally at the Wicked cosplay comp, like, meetup today, we had about 5 minute debate on how that name is pronounced. It haunts us.
I'll just call it a mean old lady.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, she's always mean.
That's true.
It's not like she's friendly.
That's true.
Actually, Jessica Fletcher, friendly and Hank would be amazing.
Murder
Street. Yeah. That's very good.
Hello, sorry. Hello.
No, that sounds like a hilarious children's book that I wouldn't actually give to children. my question was, if you guys were to like relaunch Wicked and the Vine like today, I know you're tired.
Yeah,
kind of tired of it. But would you like update the visual references to like more like contemporary pop artists today? I'm thinking like Cardi B or like Janelle Monáe or Dojo Cat.
I mean, because the thing with a book like this is it becomes a period book the longer it goes on, because at the time it was set pretty close to when it was. But it's now still set like a couple of years on from that, and we're 5 years on from that. So absolutely, yeah. And in terms of fame and the culture around it has changed quite drastically in 5 years, and I think so there's some aspects of that we'd approach differently as well.
Yeah. I mean, I would never restart it from scratch, not again in comics anyway, you know? But like Janelle was in the mix on actually Nanana, you know, like, Prince is obviously very obvious there, but you know, I was also thinking about Janelle then. So like, he's always stuck in there.
It's been interesting seeing Kanye West become who he is now, from who he was back then.
It's been interesting, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll leave that to the root to write about. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, we have time for one question. Anyone takers? All right, let's give a round of applause to Kieran.